Hey, we're pretty terrible people.
Why is that? I mean, besides the obvious.
No, in the hilarity during the third segment of the show, I neglected to shout some people out and things.
For shame.
Yeah, my one big or little shout out, as the case may be. Yeah, so I forgot to mention S-Spence13, Burial Worm, and Cybernaut that got submissions for the topic in the middle of the show. They were in just a little bit too late. And part of that is my bad for not posting the actual date and time that we were going to be recording. So I apologize for that. But thank you guys, and we look forward to your input in the future. Happy birthday to John Mao 5. Happy birthday, dude. And
Mr.
thank Mao. You.
Yeah. Mr. John Mao
5. And thanks to The Real Defoe for the nice comments on the last show. So appreciate it very much. Anything you left out?
I totally spaced his name the first time we recorded. I don't know why, but I wanted to shout out Rockstar to Mr. Emil.
Whatever that means. I'm sure it's fantastic. So... All right, so without further ado, Mr. Scotsman, the disclaimer for episode 65.
Yes, this episode of The Gamesman may contain material not suited for younger audiences. Please adjust your listening situation accordingly.
Hey, Lifelike.
Yeah.
Get that thing that I popped in the chat for Dead Island $5.99.
For real?
Yeah, it's a Steam code. It's buy it now.
Oh fuck, are we doing it? Are we making a Blood Brothers pact right now to all buy it?
I can't afford it at the moment.
Yeah, I don't know if I can.
I've just bailed out Iron Hammers.
look right below it. It says delivery. Needed in time for the holidays, estimated by Friday, December 16th. How does that make any sense? You're hearing this live right now. Steve is buying Dead Island.
You buying Dead Island?
On the PC. On the PC.
Damn it, why don't I have $5? Goddamn Christmas.
Maybe Lifelike will be nice and he'll buy you one for Christmas.
You don't like silence when somebody says that. All right, I just bought four of them, so you guys all got one for Christmas. There you go.
Oh, you're star, man.
And let's just hope they're fucking worldwide.
Yep.
screw the show. Let's download it and play it now.
All right. Guys, gals, and guildies, welcome to episode 65 of The Gamesman. The Gamesmen are here to play roles, and tonight we're going to play the roles of, you know, whoever those unimportant guys are that get Game of the Year categories together. So, yeah, I am Steve Conger, also known as JSS Lifelike on basically every gaming service imaginable, and I got some friends with me here tonight, and one is Mr. Hardly Dan. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. Real good. How you doing?
Would you say that you are Dan good?
Yeah, I'm Dan good.
I mean, I hate to use that joke again.
You love
that one,
man.
Pretty bad at that. I know, it's pretty bad. Also, back, one little show hiatus, Mr. Rabbit Scotsman Scott McGregor. What's up?
Hey, what are you doing telling people that you have friends? Lying to the public like that.
I use the term loosely.
As you can hear, I've still kind of got this, I don't know, head cold thing that I came down with, so excuse the nasaliness of my voice.
I'm sure people will not mind one bit. And in the fourth chair this evening is, I don't know, someone you've probably never heard, except for a long time ago, I think, on the Gamesman Extra. He is gaming enthusiast extraordinaire and listener, Mr. Josh Erzman Yoda III. What's up, dude?
Not much. Not much. Just freezing my ass off in the middle of winter.
Yeah, you're up near the old Green Bay, huh?
Yeah, I'm actually even more north of Green Bay, but yeah, we're in the general state of kick-assness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you and your potentially undefeated Packers.
And your quarterback that does really bad stuff to people. Yep.
You know what, though? You know, I'm a critic of his, but I'll tell you what, dude, he's a beast. He's been getting his ass whooped this year.
Oh, yeah.
And he's still standing up. So, I mean, it remains to be seen with this high ankle sprain. I don't know. But this isn't a football show. This is a supposed gaming show. So, here's what we have for you tonight. We're going to go through our Game of the Year categories. We're going to narrow them down a little bit. We're going to whittle away at them until we have four nominees for each. Then, right in the middle, in sort of contrast to last week's question of build your favorite game or your dream game of 2011, we're doing something a little bit different. And this is kind of difficult because I think, there are arguments to be made for probably a plethora of titles that came out this year. But take one game from the calendar year and choose it to best represent gaming as it stands now. Throw it in a time capsule for 100 years and have it explain to the people of 2111, you know, how we enjoyed our hobby right now. So after that, we're going to come back. We're going to finish up the last few categories, and then we're going to get out of here. So let's kind of get into it. Boys, let's get right into these categories here. First category is Best Online Multiplayer, and we kind of took last year's categories of Best Online, like Competitive Multiplayer, and Best Online Co-op, and combined them, sort of streamlined them into one category. So here are the nominees for this, and then we can kind of pick ones to take out and ones to argue for. So Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, Battlefield 3, Portal 2, Dead Island, Uncharted 3, Assassin's Creed Revelations, and Magicka. So, Rabid Scotsman, one Magicka that you would take out of there.
Oh, it's Magicka.
That game was great.
It was. It was so awesome. I just wanted to say, Magicka. Which one would I take out of there? I don't think you want to hear that.
No, I mean, I'm believe me, I'm open to whatever.
No, probably the most fair one in terms of like the number of people that played it. I don't really know that many people that have played Dead Island.
Yeah, you know what? I'm waiting for a Steam sale on that, man.
Yeah, me too. Because I've got a friend that's playing it, Joey.
What's up, Joey?
I had to say it. he says that it's pretty good, but you know, it's probably $30 good, not $60 good.
So I think it'd be a great $20 PC romp.
Yeah. He says it's really fun. So
Steam good means $7.50 good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think Christmas sale. We had Billy on last week. He said he bought a code on eBay for $8. I mean, if I could get Dead Island for $8.
Oh, dude, yeah, man. Yeah.
You know. Okay, so Dead Island, Dan, would you have a problem taking that off or no?
No, I know that too.
See, I don't know. I haven't played.
I don't even know what multiplayer is. So. Yeah, I don't.
There is one in there that I have played that I would get rid of.
Okay.
That's Uncharted 3.
You know.
Uh-oh.
No, I don't have a problem with that.
I mean, yeah, when you hold it up to the others, I guess.
I don't think the Uncharted 3 multiplayer is as strong as Uncharted 2's. And the reason I say that is they've added unlocks and they've added perks and balancing things. I just don't think it feels as good as 2. I really don't.
See, I would take out Revelations, but I know that that's kind of a niche game mode and that there's a lot of people that like it, so you know.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean,
I'd take that out.
Okay, so Uncharted 3 is gone.
Really?
Yoda,
gonna burn it?
Problem?
I'd take out Dead Island before I take out Uncharted 3.
Well, I mean, it's gone too.
Okay,
so
burn that bitch up then.
Uncharted 3 gone.
Yep, you can burn it.
Okay, so now
If you take out either COD or Battlefield, I will come and chop your penis off.
I don't think that's appropriate at all. I mean,
we're gonna edit that.
No, there's probably gonna be no editing. But
yeah, you'll anger a lot of testosterone fueled individuals.
Okay, so what I see here is a fourth place battle between Assassin's Creed Revelations and Magicka.
Yeah.
So if I apply like Steve logic, which isn't always, you know, accurate, for me, I have more fun with Magicka because it was new and fresh, and Revelations is sort of an iteration on something that happened before.
Yeah, that's kind of my take.
Yeah. Is the multiplayer in Revelations pretty much the same as Brotherhood?
I mean, I think they've tweaked it, and it is probably a little bit more refined. But
you're blending into the background more than...
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah, and I'll get rid of that.
Yeah, I'd say get rid of it. Revelations was a lot more refined. Like, now you're not just hiding. It's a lot more chasing now.
Yeah.
Now it's a lot more actual fighting instead of, you know, sit on the chair and wait for someone to kill you.
Well, and I think they've added a few new game modes and stuff too, haven't they?
Yeah, I think there's like one called Jack in the Hay, so you wait for someone to come by and then you jump out of the hay like a jack in the box and stab them.
I just still don't think that is as good as a dungeon crawler that really had no loot system or, you know what I mean? Like, Magicka was such a fresh take on that sort of three-quarter isometric thing.
It's probably not as fun as filling your buddy with so much dark energy that he pops and like guts go everywhere. That's fun to watch. I mean,
that's pretty good. All right.
I killed you. Sorry.
Magicka was great with the flamethrower from Magicka Vietnam.
I mean,
it was a little weird. I mean,
not even including the DLC, I think Magicka was incredible.
Yeah.
So, all right. So that narrows best online multiplayer down to Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, Battlefield 3, Portal 2, which to me there was no question that was coming out of there at all, and Magicka. So are we happy with those?
Yep.
Okay. Good. Cool. All right. So best narrative, and this, man, this one's rough for me. Okay. Rough. Dead Space 2.
God, I haven't played any of these games.
What have you played this year? Jeez.
Portal 2 is the only one I played in that list.
Dragon Age 2. Like Scotsman said, Portal 2, Deus Ex Human Resources, or Human Revolution, Batman Arkham City, Uncharted 3, and The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. I typed that so much I started saying the leg end. It started to drive me absolutely insane. So, Dan, number one to take out.
That's a tough one. The narrative of Dead Space 2 didn't actually really grab me that much, so I'd probably say that.
It's kind of been redone. Yeah.
My argument to take that out would be that it was almost like it was turned up to 11 all the time and the pacing was kind of crap.
Yeah.
Even though I think the story was delivered adequately.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so Dead Space 2, gone. Yoda.
Either Dragon Age 2 or Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword.
You're killing me, man. You're killing me.
I would say Dragon Age 2.
And see, like, I think the problems that Dragon Age 2 had were not the narrative.
No, I thought the narrative was great in Dragon Age 2. It was just the cut-and-paste dungeons that really pissed everyone off.
I was so lost in Dragon Age, so I played like 15 hours and still didn't have a clue what was going on.
I don't know. I kind of want to keep that one in there for now.
It's got a slow build and twist, like a bad mystery, but...
Yeah, kind of.
If you're going to pull one of those out, I'd maybe pull out Deus Ex.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of see that.
I really liked it.
Their pregame videos and stuff were actually really, really good in terms of... like building up to the game's narrative. I don't know, you know, how the game's narrative itself actually held up. But
Deus Ex was something that I think the world and the sort of lore and baseline that they established were incredible.
That was fantastic. Yeah.
But the story itself, okay.
And you could say the same for Arkham City.
You know what? I was going to say that because I didn't even really think after I got done with it that Arkham City actually had a narrative. I mean, I know that's kind of callous to say, but
I like the narrative of Arkham City. But that's just because I liked all the things that were going on, like Joker calling you and stuff like that.
Well, see, I think it was kind of cool, but I think a lot of the side quests and things actually detracted from the narrative, maybe?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, does Batman stay or does it go?
I think compared with the others, it's a toss-up between that and Dragon Age 2, really.
Well, now see,
I'd say Batman over Dragon Age. I'd get rid of Batman myself.
See, the narrative in Skyward Sword is a lot better than I think any Zelda has been, but I could totally give you, if you wanted to argue, you know, delivery with the voice acting being, you know,
I don't know. They've always been able to deliver despite that, I think, in their previous games.
That's what I think. The animation and the dialogue. Like, Fee is the spirit of the sword, you know, the goddess sword that you're carrying. And even though she's kind of like Navi, and she sort of is slightly annoying, like, hey, listen, you know. Yeah. I've kind of grown, like, to cherish how much of a part of my adventure she's become. So, I mean, I guess that says something for the dialogue at that point. But I don't know, man.
Plus, hey, you've got to love a chick that likes being covered in blood. I mean, that's like... Yeah.
All right, so does Batman go or Dragon Age? Final.
It's a tough one.
I Batman, can't put any put in on that one. Man.
I got to say Batman. I have to.
I guess we'll go Batman.
Okay, we go Batman.
Bye-bye, bats.
That was actually pretty good, Dan. I was impressed.
If you would have said Uncharted 3, I could definitely not.
No, you know what? And while I think that the Uncharted 3 narrative is slightly lacking in places, I still think that it is the greatest narrative I think we've ever been told in a digital medium. I really do.
Yeah.
Okay, so that narrows best narrative down to Dragon Age 2, Portal 2, Uncharted 3, and Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. The old Pixel Track show, best soundtrack. And boy, were there a lot of great soundtracks this year.
I just want to point out that no one contested Portal 2 in there because it's so good.
I know, it is so good.
It's so good.
It is. I know. So, nominees for best soundtrack. Shadows of the Damned, which, what an excellent soundtrack. Man. Portal 2, I mean, you already know the Portal vibe. Dragon Age 2. Bastion.
Yeah.
Infamous 2.
I don't know about Bastion.
L.A. Noire. Uncharted 3. Saints Row 3. And Skyward Sword. So, Scott.
I don't know, man. did Dragon Age even really have music? Oh, yeah, no, okay, yeah. It had some pretty good music.
I think on the VGAs, which I don't even know why I'm referring to them, but I'm pretty sure Bastion won for best soundtrack, I think.
Yeah, I've heard really good things.
Yeah. So,
from what I've played of it, it's been brilliant.
Yeah.
But it's more about the guy delivering the narrative than the music for me on that.
See, I haven't played it, but you damn well better believe that I've listened to the soundtrack over and over and over again, you know, because I'm kind of waiting for it to come to PSN. I figured it's a year out, you know, because I still don't believe in what Microsoft tried to force down everybody's throat with Summer of Arcade this year.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of want to keep Bastion in there for now.
I've got to say, I'm surprised that
The Skyrim isn't in there. It's an amazing.
You know what? I think it probably needs to be. That's probably an oversight on my part. So, because, I mean, Jeremy Soule is fantastic. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know, after Guild Wars, that was pretty much my first exposure to Jeremy Soule, and he is pretty awesome. I got to
admit. There's a lot of attention to detail, and he matches up every note with every other one, just in, I don't know, a really harmonious way, if that makes sense.
The first one that I see is Dragon Age 2.
Yeah,
definitely. It's a little lacking.
Not even near as good as Dragon Age, or even Awakening, for that matter. I mean, I don't know. Any objections?
Nope.
Okay. No, I can't object to that guy. It's not as good as some of the others in there, so bye-bye.
Okay. See you, Dragon Age 2. Okay. The next one I see is, I don't know, L.A. Noire? Yoda? What do you think?
L.A. Noire. I did not like the soundtrack for L.A. Noire. It was boring, and it just made me want to fall asleep.
I think there were a few good songs, but I don't think that it was as consistent overall.
I don't think there was enough in there. It was, you know, there's some songs that I really enjoyed listening to, and every now and then they'd come up and I was like, oh yeah, singing along whilst I'm driving, but that didn't happen often enough.
Yeah, from the tiny bits and pieces that I've heard, it was pretty cut and dry.
Bye bye, Cole. Let's see. And that's Cole Phelps, not Cole McGrath.
Coltrane.
Coltrane.
How about Coltrane, baby? Whoa.
Yeah, not with that cold. You ain't pulling that off.
Nope.
Let's see, Dan.
It's so much easier for me to pick the ones that I'd definitely keep in.
Yeah.
Okay, so then do that. Which ones would you keep in?
Saints Row 3, Portal 2.
Okay.
And Skyrim.
See, I think Infamous 2, I really enjoyed the soundtrack, but I think it is not identical, but it's very reminiscent and evocative of the first one, so I don't think there was really anything drastically different.
I think you could probably butcher that, and you probably could butcher Shadows of the Damned. Shadow of the Damned soundtrack was okay, but it wasn't.
Dude, I loved it. I loved it, but I don't think that it's anywhere near the top three.
Yeah.
So that's gone. So that leaves us with Portal 2, Bastion, Skyrim, Uncharted 3, Saints Row, and The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword.
I've almost come to an impasse there.
I know.
I haven't heard the soundtrack to Uncharted 3, admittedly.
It's pretty good, man.
It's awesome.
I would be willing to concede Zelda, because while I think it's great, I don't think it is as good as Portal 2, Bastion, Skyrim, and Uncharted 3. If I had to choose, those would be mine.
Okay.
So Skyward Sword gone?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So now, does it come down to Uncharted 3 or Saints Row 3? Are we in agreement that Portal 2, Bastion, Skyrim?
I think so, yeah. I'm not sure about Bastion.
Yeah, I mean, like Dan said, it was a lot more than narrative than the actual soundtrack itself.
I mean, the soundtrack was there, but I wasn't listening to it.
Do this for me. Tell me why Saints Row 3's soundtrack should stay in.
Because it is awesome. Fantastic
music in there.
Well, what kind of music?
Is this radio stations?
Music, yeah, there's just radio music. But well, no, there's incidental music as well. And when you're playing the games, there's songs that really fit with what you're doing. But those radio stations, the tunes on there are just so good. They're classics.
Are they licensed music?
Yeah.
Okay, then I think that automatically kicks it out right there.
Yeah. Not original.
I yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. No, all right, fair enough.
I mean, is that reasonable?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
because remember we were kind of jacked whenever Beatles Rock Band won.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's a different kind of story, I would say.
Well, I mean, that was our fault. We should probably never left it in there.
Saints Row, I mean, the set pieces for like the actual, I know you're not into that kind of game lifelike, but the actual set pieces, the music really sets the mood.
It does, like, doesn't it?
For like jumping out of the helicopter, going into your pad and just shooting up the place, and for jumping out of exploding planes, it really sets the mood for that entire game.
I don't know gets how hard you jacked it is to set the mood for that. Blare some metal and you're like, I'm ready. Oh, let's do this.
It even had that Forza music when you're about to shoot your pad up. It was great.
Yeah, it might be worth if you go to OnLive and play the half-hour demo just to get a taste of it.
You know what? Let me highlight it and we'll leave it there for now.
Yeah.
And we'll come back to it after that. We'll see what happens. So at least Portal 2, Bastion, Skyrim, Uncharted 3 with Saints Row 3 as a possible in the bullpen.
Yep.
Okay. So, next was Best PSN Xbox Live Arcade WiiWare Game of the Year. And I was thinking downloadable games, and I kind of threw Magicka in here, even though it was on the PC.
Mm.
So, should that come off?
Control-wise, I think it was probably meant more for a controller. It's probably better. I can't say that for sure, because I haven't played it. I don't know. That would be hard to take off. I would be hard-pressed to take that or Section 8 off.
Okay, so we have Section 8 Prejudice, Magicka, Infamous Festival of Blood, that was the downloadable one, Trenched, which ended up being Iron Brigade, The Dishwasher, Vampire Smile, Bastion, and Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet.
Dishwasher is all rehashed, isn't it, from the first one?
I have no idea.
That one could go, since I don't think any of us
would care. All right. I'm completely fine with that. Okay. Infamous. Am I the only one that played this, Yoda? Did you play it?
Still don't have money for it.
I mean, basically, it was Infamous 2, but layered in was vampirical sort of mechanics where you have to feed on people to keep a blood meter up. And he can, like, teleport, like, turn into bats and just, like, fly across the map, which was kind of awesome.
What, so it's Infamous Dracula? What is it?
Well, it's the one, yeah, that's pretty much what it is. It's like, it's a side story. It opens with Zeke telling a story about Cole trying to pick up this chick in a bar. And I think he's making the whole story up. I don't know. I never finished it. But, like, he's making up this story that just to pick this chick up in the bar. But it's a whole thing where Cole goes into the bottom of a church, like the basement of a church, to try to save some people that people were going in and not coming out. And he ends up getting bitten by Bloody Mary, who is the vampire queen. And he has to find a way to get rid of the vampirism by morning. So it was kind of cool. I mean, it layered in, you know, some new mechanics, and it kind of changed the gameplay. And I thought it was kind of neat. But I don't know if it's as good or as original as, yeah, like Bastion. So, I mean, we could take it off of there. I really don't have a problem with that.
I'd be quite happy to see Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet go. I played it. It was all right, but it wasn't anything really special. It's no way. It's no Magicka. It's no Bastion.
Okay. So we'll change the category should become, and you're hearing this live.
PC own load.
Yeah, well, if I could type correctly. Okay, so best PSN, Xbox Live, WiiWare, PC, downloadable game of the year.
One that's not on there that I think should be on there, Dungeon Defenders.
Was that PSN or was that Steam too?
It's PSN and Steam. It's probably one of the best downloadable games I've played this year.
And there's no Orcs Must Die. That game is awesome.
Oh my gosh, Orcs Must Die was awesome.
Okay, all right. So...
So now we're adding more to the list.
Well, I mean, let's just see. Let's see. Orcs Must Die.
So much fun.
And Dungeon Defenders. So how does that change the landscape of what's left?
Insanely Twisted Shadow Plan can go at the door.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's gone. And that takes it down to what? 6.
Yeah.
By the way, what the hell is Iron Brigade? Trenched Iron.
That's a good question.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yep. Sorry, Trenched. See, I never played. I mean, I guess it was some kind of, I guess like a strategy sort of tower defense thing, but I don't know. I mean, I have heard people speak highly of it, so I figured it should have been included. But in that landscape.
Yeah.
Okay, so Section 8 Prejudice, Magicka, Bastion, Orcs Must Die, and Dungeon Defenders.
It's a pretty good list.
Okay, let me ask you, was Section 8 Prejudice as good as the other four?
They really delivered a lot of good content for the price, and it was both PC and XBLA, I think. And I know, like, Murphy's Law said he really enjoyed it, and
Yeah, I remember him saying that, yeah.
I've heard a lot of people that really liked it, so.
Murphy's Law crapped over Section 8 when it first came out.
Yeah, he loved it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it would be hard to get rid of.
Okay. So
I think they'd all be hard to get rid of.
I know. Does Magicka stay? Definitely.
That one's probably the lowest on the list just because it's already in.
It's on
best just because it's already in another character. In another category. So
I could dump it off and choke it on the side of the road.
I don't know. I still think it's the best downloadable game I've played this year.
See, there's another one in there. It's not out yet, but it's out good. Before the end of the year, and that's Trine 2.
No, Trine 2 won't be. No.
You probably do choke it on the side of the road, dude. Anyway, I don't know. I never played Dungeon Defenders. I heard it's good, but is it as good as Orcs Must Die? Or
oh yeah, I've had so many LAN party hours on that, as well as online Steam.
Dan, which one do you vote to get rid of?
Oh,
I guess we'll just play the numbers. I don't know.
Well, I haven't played Section 8, so I feel like I can't really vote for that because I have no idea. And yeah, I think Bastion I'd probably vote for. Out of those.
For to be gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Scotsman.
God, man. I'd probably vote for maybe Orcs Must Die. But I haven't really played it. It's just
so much fun.
It is. I can't really say anything on that. I don't know, man. Pass? I mean, what?
Oh, you are not helping matters at all. Not one bit. Well, Josh, what do you think? I don't know.
Bastion or Magicka? I'd say Bastion.
Oh, man. Folly's going to be mad if you take it.
Yeah, that's wild.
He's going to be pissed.
If I had to vote for one, I would say Section 8. That would be mine.
Oh.
I played Section 8 Prejudice. It's good. Kind of feels a little bit like Section 8 1, but a little bit better. But I'm not going to bash it too much, considering it's been sitting on my PSN for about a year.
Well, I think out of the five, it was the one that I heard the least amount of laud for, if that makes any sense.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
All right. So are we in agreement, Section 8?
The hell, why not?
Why not? Let's kick it off.
All right. Oh, okay.
I'm all right.
So we got
about it, but
PC exclusive game of the year. And, you know, maybe you guys can let me know if I've left anything off of here. Mount and Blade with Fire and Sword. Darkspore, Magicka, Serious Sam BFE, The Witcher 2, Assassins of Kings, Warhammer 40K, Dawn of War 2, Retribution, Rift, and Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic.
I can go.
What? you're not going to get any argument out of me for that.
The best game that no one will play this year.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. The best game that has no dynamic lighting and no shadows.
And costs $15 a month to play.
Yeah. So is Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic gone then?
Yep.
I think Darkspore should probably go as well.
Yeah,
Darkspore. Hey, you bite me. I like Darkspore.
Yeah, you played the snot out of that.
You also played the snot out of Monday Night Combat.
Great. The game was awesome.
All right, so Mountain Blade. What about that?
Can't down talk that. Mountain Blade is hard to vote for when Skyrim's out on the same. You know what I mean? Like, it's good.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's all right. But I don't know if
it's not like exclusive game of the year good.
Well, I think if you put The Witcher 2 and Mountain Blade in front of someone, they're probably going to end up picking The Witcher 2 every time.
God, is that even a question?
Yeah, that's not even a question.
I mean, I like Mountain Blade, and it's come a long way since the first game, which is like three games. Yeah. But
Dawn of War 2 Retribution, that was just an expansion pack?
That was just an expansion, yeah.
Bang, so gone.
It's good, but it's not a full
game. Okay. Yeah.
Well, wait, no. It is a standalone game, too, though.
I wouldn't say a game of the year, that's for sure.
Probably not for PC. Well, that's okay. Good, but no, probably not.
Okay, well, Mountain Blade gone?
Yeah.
You can ask. Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, Scott really likes it.
Well, I mean, I'm asking the question. I'm not trying to force you into a corner.
No, I mean, yeah, I would say.
Because, I mean, I think we're in agreement that The Witcher 2 is probably the front runner in its days.
I've played neither, but The Witcher 2 is probably better.
it's so awesome.
It is so awesome. Good.
Okay, so Mountain Blade gone then?
Yeah.
Okay, so that leaves Darkspore, Magicka, Serious Sam 3 BFE, The Witcher 2, Assassins of Kings, and Rift. So, that's Dan, do you want to make a case for any of these?
Yeah, I'd like to make a case for getting rid of Darkspore.
It's the only good game I played this year. For exclusives, yeah. I mean, I would hardly, no. There's no way I'd get rid of it.
Yeah, it's better than Spore, but that's not really saying a huge amount.
They're not even in the same boat.
Well, yeah, true. But you can't say I'm wrong saying it's better than Spore.
Okay, so what Witcher 2 stays, one other one that stays then, Dan?
I can't decide between Magicka or Serious Sam 3.
Okay, so are those three? I mean, are we looking at between Rift and Darkspore then?
Yep.
No, I think so. I've not played Rift yet. I've got a 30-day trial that I haven't activated. But.
Well, I mean, Scott played both. Which one was better?
Rift is good, but from what I've played of it so far, it's not Game of the Year. Maybe next year it could be Game of the Year because they're adding a lot of features. But I don't know. Darkspore and Rift are pretty much neck and neck for me. But Darkspore, I think, would be a little bit better on my list.
Okay, so Rift goes. Does anyone have any objections to that?
No.
Okay. League of Legends didn't come out this year, did it?
No, it's been out for a while, but it went free-to-play this year, I think, right?
Yeah.
It's been free-to-play since
it's always been free-to-play, isn't it?
Okay, all right. So,
Minecraft?
You know what? We're keeping it out because we put it in
every
year. We put it in last year, yeah.
But it actually got released.
It's a completely different game this year, which is true. But
I know, but we remember we agreed last year the caveat that even if it's released, it was in last year's and not in this one.
Yeah.
So that's it. So your PC exclusive Game of the Year nominees are Darkspore, Magicka, Serious Sam 3 BFE, and The Witcher 2, Assassins of Kings. Boys, how about the episode 65 topic, which is the time capsule? So, like we said earlier, last week we had people take a mechanical system from three different games in 2011 and sort of craft their own dream game. Whereas this week, I think there's a little bit of an anti-correlation to that, where you have to pick one game out of the year to best represent it. So, if you could take one title from the 2011 release calendar and place it in a time capsule to best represent where the industry and our hobby is currently, which one would it be? And remember, just because you'd select that game, that particular game, it doesn't necessarily mean that it equates to be your Game of the Year candidate. But in my case, it is. So here's mine. The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. So I finally found the time to really dig in and get some real quality time in with Skyward Sword, and never did I imagine some of the things that I'd experience. Nintendo has taken what they've learned by the layering of mechanics from the Super Mario games, along with unique input methods of things like their DS platform. Plus, they've thrown in the best parts of like Metroid Prime Corruption, the best motion control parts, and they've really tied it all together neatly with a Wii Motion Plus bow. So, for me, I have to say that Skyward Sword represents the motion control promise that Nintendo made 5 years ago and that it's finally been fully realized. And the only reason that I say that this game is my choice is that 5 years ago, I believe that the one game that would have summarized where we were in 2006 would have been Wii Sports.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, I don't know. I mean, that for me, and Legend of Zelda was the game that made me really think about this topic, because as I'm playing it, I'm giggling like a little schoolgirl as I play this game. And it's been a long time since I've done that. I don't know, but we put the call out to Gaming for the Elderly, and we put the call out to Google+, and we put the call out to Twitter and to the blog. And we came up with a few.
Yeah, we got one from Chinny, 1985, saying, my game would be Saints Row the Third. Sure, I could pick Portal 2 or Skyrim, but that would be too easy. I think it'd be much more fun to put a Saints Row in and let people think that back in 2011, this was a work of art. They would be like, wow, this was the best they could do for a story, huh? And what's this massive dildo weapon? That would be funny as hell. Anyway, peace, guys, and have a good show.
You know what? I think there's something to be said for showing people 100 years in the future that you know, we had a pretty good sense of humor.
And we were obsessed with
massive dildo.
well, I mean,
with gangster related content.
Isn't at the end of the day, isn't the double-ended dildo pretty much a metaphor for life?
You give some, you get some, you know? The next email we have is from Master Germ. Master Germ. The master of all germs. Is that like the head vampire?
I hope not.
He says he would pick Madden 12. No matter when you dug up the capsule, it would be the same game. With updated rosters. That's great.
And I guess there is a point to be had there, too.
Yeah, exactly.
We had another one from Pete Red Dog, and this one was kind of interesting, I thought, you know, as far as a perspective thing, but he says, I'd go with Tiny Wings, for the iOS platform. And he says, okay, before you shout me down in howls of derision, here's my reason why.
Reasons are good.
Yeah. He says, number one, it would show that in 2011, mobile gaming was taking off in a big way, which it is. Number two, it would show that one guy can still make a huge commercial success by just being more creative or taking a risk and being on the perfect platform. So he added a link in here about, you know, mobile game prices declining, but revenues actually up. And it says that this guy using just one game, which is Tiny Wings, he edged out Gameloft, Disney, and Sega for a spot on the top 10 paid publishers list.
Wow.
Yeah. Number three, games as art.
Or readwriteweb.com.
Yeah. He says, number three, games as art. This is definitely up there. And number four, wait, how can this be considered a great game? It's so simplistic. Wait, let's just have another go and another go and another go. So he says, anyway, there's my thoughts. And I think he puts up a pretty good argument.
Yeah, that's very concise. That's very well put together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, and I think that they're, you know, obviously the paradigm has already began to shift a lot. But I don't know, man, that paradigm kind of scares me. You know, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
it does. I know I'm one of the eccentric Chicken Little, the sky is falling people for, you know, hardcore, you know, like disc based release games that, you know, they're going to go extinct. They're going to go extinct.
Yeah.
But
this one comes from Dave 1707. He says Skyrim, best game out this year by quite some distance and should rightly go down as one of the best games ever. Epic video game awesomeness.
And see, as much as I would say,
I think that's more of a game of the year vote, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is, I mean, I would think that would be the de facto answer by a majority of people. But, you know, I mean, it's even kind of hard to argue that. I mean, because it kind of is the best value proposition of the year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Well, apart from some of the free-to-play games, because they're free.
It was good enough for us to spend 40 minutes talking about it and not even realize
it
a couple of weeks ago. All right, CP Matthew, he says, I would take Two Worlds 2 and place it in a clear glass case along with my credit card to remind me never to buy a game based on Greg DeLacy's recommendation ever again.
Oh, God. And you know he's going to defend it too, right?
Oh, I know. You know that. You know that.
Now wait a minute. Now, wait a minute. I can hear his voice in my head.
Okay, so here's the retort from Murphy's Law.
It is coming.
He says, okay, first off, CPM, Two Worlds 2 had promise, and it was just a holdover RPG until others came. You can't deny it had some good ideas in it, and the world was just huge. It needed better developers. but seriously, he says, as for a game to best represent 2011, that's actually kind of hard. Motion gaming really took to the forefront on all platforms this year, like it or not. That was the focus in a big way from all three of the console makers. Sony was more about Move support than dedicated games, but you can't deny that all three were pushing that pretty hard. So I think I might be inclined to agree with Mr. Conger. Yes, that man, he's right a lot. That maybe Zelda being the best game using a motion controller, I say that only based on reviews, should represent. That or Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, as COD has become so big now. And I guess COD is, I don't know, I mean, every year it sells more and more and more and more.
Didn't get my money this year.
Yeah. It tastes good.
It got my hardened edition, that's for sure.
Well, they got my $3 from Redbox. That was about it. Which was a fun $3. I mean, I'm not even going to lie about it. It was a fun $3.
And the last one here we have is from Mr. Spitfire Ian. He says that he would go with Modern Warfare 3 as it's not only a great game, but it's bringing in a lot of revenue to the industry, which is what you were just saying. Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I think that is that's kind of hard to argue with, too. I see. I love this kind of stuff because I love to hear what comes out of different perspectives. I think that that's awesome. So I guess to sort of wrap this little topic up, I want to hear, Dan, what would you put in a time capsule?
Well, this is what I was thinking. Basically, you can forget about your Call of Duty and your Battlefield 3. Put away your Skyrim and your Skyward Sword. There's only one choice for this, and that's Portal 2. It's got a fantastic score, perfectly crafted learning curve. The engaging story made it, for me, an ideal choice. And that's before you even consider the PS3, PC cross-platform play, user-created levels, wonderful voice acting, and thoughtfully constructed puzzles. While I do prefer Skyrim, Portal has always been a game that I'd use to introduce people to gaming, and Portal 2 continues in its predecessor's footsteps. I honestly can't think of any game that, in my opinion, deserves to be in the 2011 gaming time capsule more than this.
Immaculate. Well done, sir.
You know what? I
agree.
I think the show's over. That's game of the year. I think we're done. I mean, there's no point in having the show anymore.
Next. All right.
Have fun. Finished.
We'll see you in 2012.
Thanks, Dan. I'm going for a sandwich. I'll see you.
That was great. Can I just skip mine after that? That's fine, right? I'm just going to say ditto, and then you can just
ditto.
That in there.
Dan wrote all that, and you give him five letters in the form of a word. Ditto.
Ditto.
All right, Scott, what was yours?
Well, that's a really hard choice. It's gotten to the point where gaming has become so diluted in most cases, where we've refined down all types of gameplay down to one thing. Like shooters, it's either Modern Warfare 3, or it's a little bit more open and a little bit more team-oriented, and it's Battlefield 3. I mean, you know, you can tell by the numbers how diluted the gaming genres have become. So, you know, it'd be nice to just toss Madden 12 in there and be like, yeah, yep, we're still doing the same old crap.
So but, you're saying the overwhelming law of diminishing returns then?
Yeah. can you place that in a box? No. but I mean, I think
it doesn't take up a lot of space, I don't think.
I'd like to put apathy in.
Apathy? Yeah, fuck it.
All right, Yoda, why don't you finish us up? What would yours be?
I'm either going to grease myself so I can go in the time capsule.
Which is your head, like Futurama.
Or I'm going to go like Tron style and like put myself in a computer and like put myself on a little disk drive and put that in there so people can get a taste of me in the future.
Oh, God. You know,
I don't even know how to read that in the future, man. I know.
You're going to be like, oh, my God.
Is this a disk? What the? I'm going to use these for. They'll just throw you away in the future, is what you're saying.
Like in order to open the time capsule, they have to upload my program of me.
And then headshot you.
I would have to say that if they opened it up 100 years from now, they would say that you probably had more than one 2011 release. boys, let's finish up these categories here. So, handheld game of the year. I think this one's a pretty easy one. The ones that I came up with, and you can tell me if I missed any. The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3D, Super Mario 3D Land, Mario Kart 7, Star Fox 64 3D, and Patapon 3. Like, to me, Patapon 3 goes.
I played the demo. I kind of enjoyed it, but it wasn't awesome.
And I mean, the PSP is pretty much, for all intents and purposes, dead.
Yeah, yeah.
You are missing one.
What?
Cut the rope.
Cut the rope. Well, I mean, I think that's mobile. That's.
It's on the 3DS.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. How about a full price handheld game? Okay.
I was just kidding.
All right. So we narrowed it down to those four and we're done. Done, right?
I think you should get rid of Star Fox.
Actually,
well, it's narrowed down to four.
Yeah.
I think you should get rid of The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. It's a remake.
It is.
So it's Star Fox.
I know. I'm just trying to.
I mean, what would you have me put on here in place of it? Like Nintendogs plus cats?
Yeah. You know?
Like, here, vote on this handheld game of the year plus cats category.
Plus cats.
All right. So, now I don't know how much of input you guys will have on this, but.
It'll be plus gerbils, right?
Pokemon Black.
Wii exclusive game of the year. So, Mario Sports Mix. Wii Play Motion, Conduit 2, Lost in Shadow, Kirby's Return to Dreamland, and The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword.
See, I think just cut out Mario Sports Mix and Wii Play Motion and you've got a list.
Yep.
Well, Conduit 2 was kind of a turd.
Yeah, you weren't happy with that, were you?
No.
I think you're being too hard on that game.
Well, I need to go back and finish it.
You talked yourself up a lot on that. I think that's.
Yeah, you did.
Well, dude, I was so excited for it.
Man. Yeah, you should have heard him on the phone. Conduit 2, yeah! Look what I can do.
But I mean, it had all the indications because the first one was a pretty robust attempt at a kind of kick-ass FPS for the Wii.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, I think you still have mine, don't you?
Yeah, I got to send that Curse Mountain back to you.
Yeah, Curse. Did you play Curse Mountain or no?
I still haven't.
Dude,
I want
come
to,
on.
But there's so many. Oh, yeah, I know.
I know.
I'll try and throw it in this weekend, and then I'll send it back next week if I can.
I think Mario Sports Mix was kind of a turd, too. Even though Lost in Shadow was not perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's better than Mario Sports Mix and Conduit 2.
What about Wii Play Motion? What is that? Isn't that just like a throwaway game?
No, I mean, obviously.
Does that mean to say that?
Well, I mean, it was another motion control game, and I think it was popular because it had a Motion Plus, like a Wii Remote Plus packed in.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that gives it a kind of unfair advantage, but I think it's still better than those other two. Okay, so Conduit 2, Mario Sports Mix, gone. Any objections?
Nope.
It's hard for me personally to take out Conduit 2, but I'll vote against it. But all you other traitorous bastards, you can.
I don't know.
We Play Motion. That's really in there.
I can't believe right, you put that right. in there over Conduit 2.
God. All right, you sons of bitches. It's in there. All right. Conduit 2, Lost in Shadow, Kirby's Return to Dreamland, The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword.
If you would have had the whatever thing that you just had in there, that would have been like wearing a skirt all day. I mean, come on, really?
He doesn't even remember the name of it.
I know.
It's so bad.
It's only been 2 seconds. Jeez. All right. So here's the longest list of a category yet.
Plus gerbils.
PS3 exclusive game of the year, DC Universe Online, Killzone 3.
Just kick that one now, man.
Which one? DC Universe gone?
That's multiple.
Well, it's on the PC too, so I guess it's really not exclusive.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Killzone 3,
awesome.
Little Big Planet 2, MLB 11 The Show, Yakuza 4.
Oh, Yakuza.
PlayStation Move Heroes.
What?
MotorStorm Apocalypse.
What? Wait. Okay. I'm sorry.
Just.
Yeah, I'll save that for later. You just keep going.
Quiet till the end, sir. Please.
Okay.
SOCOM 4. Infamous 2. Resistance 3. White Knight Chronicles 2. Ratchet and Clank All for One. And Uncharted 3. So. What goes first? Scotsman, good. I know you're chomping at the bit.
What the hell is a PlayStation Move Heroes?
Okay, it was, what was it? Sly Cooper, Ratchet, Jack.
What do you do?
It was a Move game. It was for a Move controller.
It was dog shit. I had it.
I mean, I don't know why you're laughing. I'm not stopping for it. I'm just trying to explain what it was.
Well, get it out of there, then. Won't you?
All right. I'm leaving. I'm making this an open forum.
I've never played a Yakuza game, let alone the fourth.
All right.
The demo was horrendous.
So I don't think we're missing much if you get rid of that.
All right. Gone. So
White Knight Chronicles 2 gone.
Honestly, I can agree with that.
Probably, yeah.
What stays, what goes?
I know that even Folly liked Killzone 3. He got the Move controller for it. And had
Killzone
had
stays.
Little Big Planet 2 was obviously awesome, but I don't know if it holds up to the first one. MLB 11, The Show. I know that the For Your...
Oh, yeah.
I can't even say it, man. Billy Bill Black and Pete Dodge.
Yeah.
I know they really enjoyed that.
There was a lot of talk about that.
Now, Mokestorm Apocalypse, I've heard multiple different things on, but I don't think
they
were super psyched on it. Were they?
I've heard it was good, but I've heard not the paramount entry of the MotorStorm series.
I thought it was better than some of the other MotorStorms, controlled a lot better.
Did you play it, Dan?
No, I don't have a PS3.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, what right now, Killzone 3, Uncharted 3 stay?
Yes. Yeah. And Resistance 3, because Resistance 3 was awesome.
See, I liked Resistance 3 too, but I think about how buggy it was for like the first week. Like the netcode was so suspect.
I'm sorry, we didn't all play it on release night.
Yeah.
You were so critical on that game. It was one of the best shooters on the PS3 next to Killzone.
I had a lot of fun with it. I loved it. I really did.
Ratchet can go bye-bye.
All right.
I like Ratchet and Clank, but it's their brilliant game.
I just don't think that All for One was one of their best outings.
Yeah.
Okay. SOCOM 4, I mean, you got to remember, it released and the PSN went down. Nobody played it. Does that mean it's bad? Or
it wasn't the greatest, that's for sure.
Okay, you made the argument for that. I mean, it wasn't the greatest. So
I don't know if it'll stand up to the other
three
shows. No,
it won't.
That we already have.
Well, not if you're shaving it down to four. Yeah,
exactly.
Okay, so Killzone 3, Little Big Planet 2, MLB 11 The Show, MotorStorm Apocalypse, Infamous 2, Resistance 3, Uncharted 3.
I hate to rock the boat, but does Infamous 2 even need to be in there?
Oh,
see, it's rough.
That's not even cool. I would.
Well, it's a hard choice.
It is a hard choice.
With those other games in there, you know, it may just not have a place in the category. I don't know.
Well, see, to me, I think it comes down to Killzone 3, Resistance 3, Uncharted 3.
3-3-3.
And then, to me, either Little Big Planet 2 or Infamous 2.
Okay.
Like, to me, MotorStorm and MLB go.
Yeah.
That's what I would
mean. On that list, although I haven't played any of them, I have no desire to ever play MLB, so I'd get rid of that just on that basis.
Okay. So that's whittled away. Okay.
Sorry for your FYI.
I don't think they'll put up a big fight for that anyway, considering. But Little Big Planet, MotorStorm, or Infamous? I mean, I think it comes down to, I think MotorStorm is the least of the six left.
Yeah. But we still have to get rid of one, right?
Yeah, I mean, tell me Little Big Planet 2, Infamous 2. Which is
Ooh.
Which?
That's a hard choice, because it's a completely different crowd. One crowd would vote for Little Big Planet 2, while the other would vote for Infamous 2. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's nice to have that variety in there. Why don't we try and get rid of one of these fucking shooters in here, man? I got three of them in there.
I'd say we just go Killzone 3, Resistance 3, Uncharted 3, and we call it good. Get rid of the R2s.
Make it a trio standoff.
Oh. All right, so out of Killzone, Resistance, and Uncharted, which one was weaker? I mean, like, obviously.
Probably Resistance. But I still think Resistance 3 is the best of the Resistance series.
Oh, so do I. But Killzone 3 was not weak whatsoever.
No, I don't think it was either. I mean, it was the kind of the game that I didn't really care about until I saw it in 3D, and now I want to play the whole thing.
And I probably dumped 70 hours into multiplayer.
I'm just trying to keep it nice and balanced for everybody. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Infamous 2, while it was good, there wasn't a ton on the innovation side.
The only thing that was innovative was you got a big stick to hit people with.
Yeah, I mean,
but you got that in Saints Row 3 as well, except it was purple and it flopped.
Oh God, that's all this show's going to devolve into is dildo jokes, isn't it? Oh God. All right, so
you gotta agree with that, though. I mean, you got a big stick to hit people with, and Cole,
well, you know what?
Look like a pretty boy.
Here's my problem. My problem is Infamous 2 released during E3 and got no attention.
Yeah.
Little Big Planet 2 is Little Big Planet and it never gets any attention.
Yeah. So it's nice
to
keep those in there. I mean,
you know what?
Want to for posterity's sake. Yeah, I understand.
I think for the sake of the cross section and for the sake of diversity, I'm making an affirmative action hire here and I'm hiring Little Big Planet 2 over Infamous 2.
Okay.
I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Infamous 2 is gone. So that leaves Killzone 3, Little Big Planet 2, Resistance 3, and Uncharted 3 for PS3 exclusive game of the year.
3-3.
All right, now this one's going to be a hell of a lot easier. The Xbox 360 exclusive game of the year. So we need to whittle it down to 4, and there are only 5 here. Okay, so here we got Rise of Nightmares.
Hey, hold on, because I could bring this list down to 2 really easy.
I know, I get it. Rise of Nightmares, The Gunstringer, Gears of War 3, Forza Motorsport 4, and Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary. So, Scott, which one goes? And I think I probably shouldn't even ask you first because I know what you're going to say.
Just start deleting it. It's fine.
which one?
No, I'll leave that one for last, I guess. I haven't even really heard much on Rise of Nightmares. Don't really know what that is, so I can't really vote on that.
Terrible reviews.
Yeah. Hell's a gun stringer. He strings awesome. Together and makes them into traps, and they
you control an old
laugh. I mean, what are they?
Yeah, you control like a marionette, kind of.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, with the Kinect.
Maybe
yeah.
It's good.
It's fun.
Either way, I can't really vote on this, but, you know, Halo? I mean, come on. You're re-releasing the first game. Get rid of that shit.
That's awesome. I would take Halo over Rise of Nightmares.
Bunny hops in a box.
Bunny hops in a box. That's exactly what it is. The game that ruined FPSs for everyone.
Oh, they did a lot of good things in this one. The up-reses are really good. The multiplayer maps are dope.
It's the exact same ones, but that's okay. At least
the Kinect voice control is awesome and could have been done on a headset.
That's okay, but Rise of Nightmares, go ask Murphy's Law what he thinks of Rise of Nightmares.
Yeah, I think it's not good. I think that's the one that goes.
Yeah, it probably is.
It's obviously the one that goes, but I'd prefer to get rid of Gears of War 3 because I just don't want it to win.
you know it's probably going to.
That was my Halo.
Forza. All
right. Forza's so awesome. Xbox. What are you doing now? You're stumping. Xbox 360 exclusive game of the year. So it ends up being, let's see, The Gunstringer, Gears of War 3, Forza Motorsport 4, and Halo CE. So, bang. All right, so the big boys.
These games. I mean, that's why there's just a 3 and a 4 after all of them. You're like, this works. Let's just keep using it.
And you know, that's part of the reason I believe that the industry cannot move past the level of maturity it's at because it's all numbers.
Yeah,
like numbers.
When we can graduate to subtitles and people actually recognize them for what order they come in, then I think maybe we can move ahead. But all right, that's a topic for another time. 2011 overall game of the year nominees, and tell me if I'm missing any: Dead Space 2, Portal 2, Batman Arkham City, Battlefield 3, Uncharted 3, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, and The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword.
There's an obvious one you've missed there, yeah.
Skyrim.
It's an Elder Scrolls game.
How did I not put it in?
Oh my gosh, he did miss that. That's terrible.
Okay, all right. Well, does that say something good that it's not even a question in my mind?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd say that we've kind of already established that probably Dead Space 2 and Arkham City can't hold up to these other games.
Well, you know, I'm kind of sad because I hate to be the guy that forgets the game that comes out in the beginning of the year.
Yeah,
I know. It is like, you know, $10 on Steam for both of them or something right now.
All right.
I think everyone that has played it, has played it. I mean,
Arkham City a little different in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fortunate, but.
Now that leaves us Portal 2, Battlefield 3, Skyrim, Uncharted 3, Modern Warfare 3, and Skyward Sword.
And I personally can't pick from that list.
You could probably get rid of, I'm a big shooter fan. Between Battlefield and COD, COD is kind of like a copy and paste of COD 2, minus the single player.
Well, no, the
single player was good. That's what I'm saying.
The multiplayer, I think, was a cut above, too.
Yeah, Miles. But Battlefield 3 just trumps COD, in my opinion.
See,
opinion. I mean, that's why we're doing this. There are some people that are going to vote Battlefield, and there are some people that are going to vote COD. You really can't kick
out. I'm not entirely sure that Battlefield 3 trumps Modern Warfare 3.
I think it's just different. I think they're both good.
I mean, I think so, but I mean, having played, now I can't say because I haven't played the campaign in Battlefield 3, but the campaign in Modern Warfare 3 was excellent.
Yeah, it was. That's true. I would have paid, $30 for the single and $30 for the multi on that. It was actually kind of well priced, for once. I'll say that. I don't want to. This is $60, but I'll say it.
Dan.
I'll tell you what's not good.
What?
Skyrim and Portal 2.
Yeah, exactly. So that leaves us with Uncharted 3 and Legend of Zelda, which I don't want to. but what are you going to do?
I tell you what, I will lay my dick out in front of oncoming traffic to keep Zelda in.
I know you will. Does that mean Uncharted 3 is gone?
I've already done that, I think. Yeah.
I'll jump in a semi and run that over and over again.
Does that mean we're getting rid of Uncharted 3? It's the last one to mention.
I don't think Uncharted 3 can go either.
Yeah, the campaign is legendary, except for the terrible melee.
Yeah, the melee was not good.
From what I've read about it, I don't think Skyward Sword should go.
Yeah, okay, so I don't think it should either.
Let me throw this out there. What if Battlefield 3 goes, then we leave 5 in that category, being that it's the biggest category ever?
That's going to piss so many people off.
Why can't we just leave 6 since it's the big one? I mean, like, this is the big dog.
Yeah, I mean, I sit there and think about 6 that it might split the vote too much.
I don't think so, because there's going to be a lot of Skyrim votes. We already know that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because it's a game we're going to be playing for 3 years, man. You may as well.
Well, see, then part of me thinks that maybe Arkham City deserves to be in there more than Battlefield.
Oh.
I don't know. Nuts? I don't know. I mean, the thing is, it's a really well crafted game.
Well, yeah, but
yeah.
The bottom line is, if you didn't vote for Skyrim, then you're voting for Call of Duty. If you're not voting for Call of Duty, it's because you're voting for Battlefield 3.
And if you voted for anything but Skyward Sword, you're wrong. So
if you vote for everything else but Skyward Sword, you are definitely smarter than the average person.
If you only vote for Skyward Sword, it's because you've only got a Wii, surely.
My sword's been Skyward for about a week now. My God. Wow.
Man, his finger just got up.
Okay, you know what? Let's just leave 6 in that one.
Yeah, I mean, Portal 2 is for the same reason that Uncharted 3 is in there.
Yeah. I mean, because I will not give up Portal 2. I will not give up Skyrim. I will not give up Uncharted 3 or Skyward Sword. Like, if I had to whittle it down to 4, those would be mine. And I don't think you can eliminate Call of Duty.
I mean, because if I had to whittle it down to 4, it'd be Portal 2, Skyrim, Battlefield, and Call of Duty, I think.
Hmm.
But that's because I haven't played Uncharted 3 or Zelda, so I'm sure they're good.
Yeah. All right, well, let's just leave 6.
Do it.
I don't think there's any hurt in doing that, is there?
Nope. No, I think that's
variety
that's
in there fine. For overall. Yeah.
Okay.
Then all right. No one will kill each other then.
So yeah, exactly. The 2011 overall Game of the Year nominations go to Portal 2, Battlefield 3, Skyrim, Uncharted 3, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, and The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword.
Three.
guess that's going to do it. So maybe we should just do some shout outs. We'll do some web for the week to come and we'll get out of here. So Yoda, what about your PSN ID, Steam, gamer tag, and some shout outs? How about that?
I am PSN Yoda third, spelled out completely. There's no numbers in there. It's all spelled. Xbox Live, Yoda third, Steam, Yoda third, Twitter, everything else. That's all Yoda third. Hit me up. Let's play some Call of Duty. Let's rape some faces.
Rape some faces.
Here comes the rape truck. Oh, no.
Some shout-outs. Want to shout-out some of my other favorite podcasts, such as the Rumble Pack, FYI, the Video Game Jocks, the Overseas Connection, and the Video Game Warzone, and Lifelike's favorite person in the world, Hip Hop Gamer Show.
No, Hip Hop Gamer Show. Please, can I bleep that out?
Oh my God. You cannot. And I do have to shout out the new Humble Bundle.
The word itself is sin. I mean, like incarnate. I don't think it can't not be edited. I mean, it has to be. You say.
Yeah, even if you bleep it, it still like burns through. Yeah, and, yeah, Humble Bundle. Yeah, I agree. Go ahead.
The new Humble Bundle has Night Sky HD, Shank, Super Meat Boy, Bit Trip Runner, Jamestown, and if you pay more than the average, which is $5.36 right now, you get Gratuitous Space Battles and Cave Story Plus.
Yeah, I picked mine up yesterday. I mean, I'll probably never play them, but.
And Jamestown was highly talked about on Gamers with Jobs.
Yeah, it was.
That's why I forgot to talk about Gamers with Jobs. Check those guys out.
Dan.
You can find me as Hardly Dan pretty much anywhere. Apart from on PSN, because I haven't got a PS3 yet. Still haven't got that. I've got an account.
Also, then maybe they can find you on PSN. You're just not going to respond.
Yeah, I just can't accept any friends requests. And on Live, which I've been playing a bit recently. And I'd like to shout out the guys at On Live for giving me a wonderful press account.
Scotsman.
Yo. I am the rabid _ Scotsman. Just rabbit _ Scotsman. Pretty much everywhere. The TeamSpeak server, that's where I'm going to be all the freaking time.
Yeah.
Which I'm thinking about getting a domain name for just to make all that easier.
Oh, cool.
Steam, I'll be on that all the time, just as much as I'm on TeamSpeak. And as for shout-outs, I've got kind of a list, so I'm just going to kind of barrel through them.
All right.
Phil, Joe, Ash, Azul, Garwin, and I know I'm forgetting someone. Jordan. You the man. And
I want to shout out my 64 bad raid guild.
Joey, of course, is the one that is afraid of the rape truck.
to be fair, everyone should probably be afraid of the rape truck.
No, that's what he calls the little combat drone in Call of Duty 3 when it comes chasing after him.
Oh, the rape truck's after me.
So, yes, a hearty Ripplin to all of you guys out there. That's an inside joke. Sorry. Yeah. To anyone that doesn't get
it. Like, literally.
Yeah. And that's it.
All right.
Yeah, I just completely dropped the ball. I need to shout out Bobby Ironhammer's Gooding. Hopefully, we'll be recording our final show on Sunday again.
Over ironhammer.org.
Yeah, that's the one.
You know, when you said final show, I'm sitting here thinking, oh, God. Final show.
Yeah, final show of the year.
Final show of the year. Yeah,
which we still haven't recorded.
Okay. All right. Well, as far as me, I am JSSLIFELIKE pretty much everywhere. That's Steam, that's Skype, that's Xbox Live, that's Xfire, that's God, you know, wherever. At this point, it's plain and simple. But for me, I got to say, I want to shout out VGHub.net first. There is a ton of great gaming content over at VGHub.net. So go check VGHub.net. You'll find something. There's a little something for everybody there. And I think my biggest and, you know, maybe perhaps smallest shout out of the show, I really want to shout out my left testicle for giving me the weekend off. enough to put 30 hours of time into Skyward Sword.
That's a hardcore nut.
The show is sponsored by Cock Knox.
So anyway, you know, I don't know, technical terms, epididymitis. So yeah, inflamed left testicle.
Nut?
No, it's just an
purple
inflamed. You know, I don't know.
I guess comes from playing too much with Excalibur on PSN. These nuts in your mouth.
These nuts in your mouth.
Oh God! I mean, and you should have seen it too. You know, my poor wife. And you know, I shouldn't even say my poor wife because she goes with me to the doctor, right? And it's just my luck. That.
You really tell people this?
I really don't care. You know, like I go into the doctor, and of course it's like two little hot chicky nurses that are checking me in. Of course, like it couldn't be some grotesque guy, you know. And all of a sudden, like I'm telling them, and you know she's making jokes, and all of a sudden everybody in the room's going. You know,
so they're supposed to be professional in the doctor's office.
Well, see, the girls were, but my wife's making jokes about it. I said, she's loving every minute of this, you know. Yeah, so it was crazy, man. Like, we go in there and
it'd be like you walking like John Wayne.
You know, I did. I was walking like Festus. It was horrible. I mean,
that's the difference. Is your wife would be making it into a stand up show, and we'd be fucking rolling through like it was a funeral march, man.
I know.
It's weird, man. I don't get you guys.
That's what I'm saying. Like it was real funny to her, but it wouldn't have been half as funny if somebody would have crotch punched her. You know what I mean? So
tip punch,
but. Like, we go in there, and this guy, like, he's telling me, he says, you know, this is what I think you have and all this stuff after the whole cough and all that shit, you know. So,
give me a nice massage down there.
I could have gone my whole life. I know it. I really could have.
But she,
I promise, I could have.
I'm telling her, her forehead was red because her head was in her hands so much, just shaking her head, you know. But he says.
And yours was, too.
Oh God!
Or skin.
So he says, you know, it would probably be a good idea to sort of get some of that out of there, you know, and sort of flush the pipes. And listen, I'm looking.
I get this picture going right now.
Yeah, well, no. I look at him and I said, dude. Like, I literally said dude to this doctor. Like, he should garner so much more respect than me saying dude, you know? So, I say, dude,
get some of that
I can't even imagine that thing, like, repeatedly hitting off of something right now. You know what I mean? And he just looks at me and he goes, no, I really wasn't talking about that way. And of course, old head in her hand, she's sitting over in the corner, you know, just shaking her head. You know, like the worst part of it was we're getting back in. I get my excuse for work and I'm all happy. And she looks over at one of the little chickies on the way out and she's, you know, so obviously I'm the butt of every joke in the place. So we're on the way home.
Every joke in the place.
Sorry. So. It was kind of funny because we're on the way home and I actually got, you know, kind of pissed and she says, it just breaks out. Like we're silent, like half the way home. And she just says,
sitting on a donut at this point, like my pillow.
No, I was fine.
Because that would make the scene. It really would.
It's silent the whole, you know, half the way home, which it's only like 10 minutes away. So like 5 minutes it's silent. And she just breaks out and looks at me and says, so how was it having another dude touch your junk? You know, like to me, my response is, well, you know, I really didn't think of it that way until you brought it up, ass. You know, and now it's in my head. So, yeah.
So how was it?
You know, it was basically non-existent in my mind until like, you know, it was like, I don't know. Well, you know, it kind of reminds me of that joke about the dog that's like steady licking his asshole, you know, and it's only because like he ate a piece of the wife's cooking that dropped on the floor. He wanted to actually wash the taste out of his mouth. Like that's what I wanted to do was wash it out of my mind at that point, you know, which, you know, I don't know. I just didn't view it that way because it's, you know, God, you just can't get comfortable, you know? Oh,
natural. It should never be done.
I know. I know.
Oh, doctor feeling me up and fine.
But thank you, Left Nut, for allowing me to just lay him out over the weekend and kind of chill out, man. It was, it was kind of nice to have some extra video game time that I wasn't planning on, even if I had to jump through hoops to get it.
And so he could get some out of there.
Oh, God, yeah. He said it's pretty good idea to expel some of that if you get my meaning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
probably did that with all that Zelda. Oh, Zelda.
Oh, God. Yeah, I thought that was a pretty funny story. And you know me, I really don't give a shit what people think either. So other than that, probably by the time you're hearing this, it's going to be well past the time to get your Pixel Tracks answers in. I'm pretty sure Pixel Tracks is going to take a little hiatus for a bit after the beginning of the new year. Interest has kind of waned as of late, but that doesn't mean to say that it's not going to come back. But
when does the current one end?
It should be Monday. What day would that be? Like the 18th or something like that?
Oh, so people still got time to get it in.
Well, but by the time they're hearing this, it's probably going to be past the date.
Give them a reminder tweet. Have your left nut tweet it.
I'll bang it on the keyboard and have it type. So
bang one out.
Yeah.
Pixel Tracks. Whack, whack.
So other than that, iTunes reviews, if you like what you hear. Wait, what did you say?
Fucking wrinkle tracks.
Yeah, so if you want to hit subscribe on your iTunes feed if you like to hear more stories of genitalia. And other than that, Dan, where can I get a hold of us?
They can email us at thegamesmanrpg@gmail.com or find us on Twitter at thegamesmanrpg.
Beautiful. All right. So I guess that's going to do it. We're looking right now for the Game of the Year show to be January 14th because of logistics, I think. On the docket is obviously the Game of the Year awards, and I'm pretty sure maybe a live competition between the winners of each of the three seasons of Pixel Tracks, I think, live.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So we're going to kind of...
When do the polls go up so people can vote? Is that
I think as soon as this goes up, I'm pretty sure I'm going to start that, and then we'll run them until 11:59 p.m. on New Year's Eve, I think, right?
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Which time zone?
Probably Eastern, I guess, you know? So get Greenwich out your meantime, iPad and your phone and your computer and all that stuff and cheat and put in as many votes as you can.
So pull your left nut out and vote as much as you can.
And I think, Scott, you kind of had an idea for some kind of little competition I think we're going to have that will culminate in the Game of the Year show.
Yeah, maybe.
Mario Kart?
Okay. So, well, I think we might all bring our 3DSs and have a little local Mario Kart multiplayer, maybe. That would be so engaging live. Let me tell you, though, that'll be off the feed. But yeah, all right. So I think that'll do it. On behalf of Hardly Dan, on behalf of the Rabid Scotsman, and on behalf of special guest Yoda the Third, I am Lifelike. We are the Gamesmen, and until next time, we ask,
what role will you play?
I dig my hole, you build a wall.
Let's see, I think this is the email that I use for my PayPal. Yeah, it is, because this is where all my wife's receipts for playing Family Feud on Facebook come to.
Family Feud.
Someday those tears are gonna spill.
Right, either something's gone really wrong, or my computer's just upgraded itself.
Would that be really right?
I swear I checked out Dead Island a few weeks ago on System Requirements Labs, and it was like just above minimum, and now it's like way past recommended and saying fast.
You get your codes.
Protect your Dead Island purchase.
The island's already dead.
It says... Get a warranty now to protect your recent purchase. Your eBay seller wants you to know that BuyShield provides excellent warranty coverage to protect any new, used, or refurbished item at a savings of up to 70%.
And by a completely different company.
I'm clicking the instant price quote just to see how much it is.
$25.
There, I can get a cell phone warranty on my digital purchase of Dead Island for $16.99.
Oh, it doesn't make any sense.
But now you've got nowhere to run. So build that wall, land, build it strong, 'cause we'll be there before too long.
If not fully satisfied with this podcast, please return any portion to our full refund.
What the fuck is a patapon? Is it like getting shat upon?
Oh, yeah.